And where, they said, our adversaries do moreover charge us with the faith of our fathers and God fathers, wherein we were baptized, accusing and condemning us, for that we are now revolted from them and their faith, wherein we were first Christianed. To this we answer, that we, being first baptized by our fathers and godfathers in water, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and some faith wherein we were Christians, then we do retain, because our godfathers were themselves also in the same faith. Therefore, we cannot say that we have forsaken the faith of our godfathers. And as for other points of ecclesiastical uses and circumstances considered, besides the principal substance of faith and baptism, if they held anything which receded from the doctrine and rule of Christ, therein we now remove ourselves, not because we would differ from them, but because we would not with them remove from the rule of Christ's doctrine. Neither does the sacraments of our baptism bind us in all points to the opinion of them that baptized us, but to the faith of him in whose name we were baptized. For as if a man were christened of an heretic, the baptism of him, notwithstanding, were good, although the baptizer were not, so if our godfathers or father were Christian to us, were thought anything not constant to Christ's doctrine in all points, neither is our baptism worse for that, nor yet we bound to follow them in all things, wherein they themselves did not follow the true church of Christ. Wherefore, as it is false that we have renounced the faith of our godfathers, wherein we were first baptized, so it is not true that we are removed from the church of Rome, but rather say, and by the leave of Christ will prove, that by the church of Rome hath utterly departed from the church of Rome, according to my distinctions afore touched. Which thing ye more evidently to declare, I will here compare the church of Rome with the church of Rome, and in a general description set forth, by God's grace, the difference of both the churches, that is, of both the times of the churches of Rome, to the intent it may be seen whether we or the church of Rome have more apostatized from the church of Rome. And here first I divide the church of Rome in a double consideration of time. First, of those first 600 years which were immediately after Christ, and secondly the other 600 years which now have been in these our later days. And so, in comparing these two together, we'll search out what discrepancy is between them both, of the which to age and state of the Rome Church. The first I call the primitive Church of Rome, the other I call the Church of Rome, counting this latter church from the 1,000 years expired after the binding up of Satan to the time of his loosing again, according to the prophecy of the 20th chapter of St. John Revelation, counting these 1,000 years from the ceasing of persecution under Constantinus Magnus to the beginning of the persecution of the church under Innocentius III and Otimus the First Turkan Emperor. And thus have you the Church of Rome, parted into two churches in double respect and consideration of two sundry states and times. Now, in setting and matching the one state with the other, let us see whether the Church of Rome has swerved from the Church of Rome more than we or no. And to begin first with the order and quality of life, I ask here of this Roman clergy, where was this church of theirs, which now is, in the old ancient time of the primitive Church of Rome, with this pomp and pride, and with this riches and superfluities, with this Gloria Magna, and the name of cardinals, with this prancing dissolution and whoring of the courtesans, C-U-R-T-I-S-A-N-S, with its extortion, bribing, buying and selling spiritual dignities, these annotates, reformations, procurations, exactions, and other practices for money, this adversary, insatiable ambition, intolerable fleshly filthiness, most detestable, barbarous negligence in preaching, promise-breaking, say this is poisoning, supplanting one another, with such schemes and divisions which never were more seen than in the elections and court of Rome these 700 years, with such extreme cruelties, malice, and tyranny, in burning and persecuting their own brethren to death. It were too long and a thing infinite to stand particularly upon these above rehearsed, and if a man should prosecute at large all the schisms that have been in your Church of Rome since the time of Damascus the First, which are counted to the number of 18 schisms, what a volume would it require? Or if here should be recorded all that this see has burned and put to death, seeing since loosing out of Satan, who were able to number them? Or if all their slights to get money should be described as process of matter, would require who were able to recite them all, of which all notwithstanding the most principal grounds are recorded in record at least to 13 or 15 slights. First, for year or vacancies of archbishoprics, bishoprics, abbeys, priories, conventional, and other benefice elective. Secondly, for the holding and retaining of all other spiritual living whatsoever, besides this which now the covenant pays for, or which he may hold hereafter. Thirdly, new year, for all the same are required again. Tides quoted, and any one of all his spiritual livings be or are feigned to be not orderly come by, whereby it hath chanced divers times 3 or 4 year to be paid for one benefice. Fourthly, for giving out preventions of benefits before they fall, and many times some one prevention to be give to divers and sundry persons by the office for money's sake. Fifthly, for resignations upon favor, which may many cases the Pope challenged to be reserved to himself. Sixthly, for commendams. Seventhly, for compounding with such as to be absent from their charge and give audience about the court. Eighthly, for infinite dispensation as to dispense with age, with order, with benefice incompatible, as if the number be full, if the house be of such or such an order. Item, dispensations for irregularities, for whoredoms and adultery, for times of marriage, for marrying in degrees forbidden, or in affinities canonical, for gossips to marry, for the which it hath been seen in France, 1,000 crowns to be paid to Rome at one time, for dispensing with this canonical affinity of gossipage, as we call it, the same being yet not true, but feigned, item dispensing for carrying meats in times prohibited. Ninthly, for innumerable privileges, exemptions, graces for not visiting or visiting by a proctor, for confirmations of privileges for transactions made upon special favor of the Pope, for permutations of benefices with dispensations annexed, or making of pensions with such like. Tenthly, for mandates granted by the Pope or ordinaries, whereof every ordinary, if he hath the collation or presentation of X, may receive one mandate. If he have 50, he may receive IJ mandates, and for every mandate comes to the Pope about 20 ducans. And yet, notwithstanding, so many are sold as will come buyers to pay for them. Eleventhly, for the Pope's penuries, for absolution of cases reserved to Pope, for breaking and changing of vows, for translation from one monastery to another, also from one order to another, for a license to enter into certain monasteries, to carry about altars, for many other things of like devise pertaining to the office of the Pope's penuries. Twelfthly, for giving and granting of innumerable pardons and indulgences to be read not only in public temples, but also to be bought in private houses of private persons in divers and sundry respects. Thirteenthly, for making notaries and proto-notaries and other offices of the court of Rome. Fourteenthly, for granting out bulls and commissions of new foundations, or for changing of the old, for reducing regular monasteries to a secular state, or for restoring again into the old, and for other infinite rights and receipts about matters depending in controversies and otherwise might and sought by the ordinary to be decided. Fifteenthly, for giving the pale to archbishops newly elected, by reason of which devices, besides the first of the year, it hath been accounted out of the king's records in France in the time of Ludoike the ninth, as testifieth Molinus, Molinus, to the number of 200,000 crowns, only out of France paid and transported to Rome, which sums since that time hath been doubled and tripled, besides year and pallies, P-A-L-L-E-S, which altogether are thought to make the total sum yearly going out of France, the Pope's coffers, of late years, times myriads or millions, every mounting to 10,000 crowns. Now, what hath risen besides in other realms and nations, let other men conjure. Wherefore, if the gospel sends us to the fruits to know the tree, I pray you, what is to be thought of the Church of Rome with these fruits of life? Or if we will seek the counsel in length and number of years, where was this Church of Rome with these qualities then, at what time the Church of Rome was a persecuted church, not a persecuting church, and when the bishops thereof did not make martyrs as they do now, but were made martyrs themselves to the number of 25 in order one after another? Or when the bishops thereof were elected and exalted, not by factions conspiring, not by money or friends making, as they be now, but by the free voices of the people and of the clergy, with the consent of the emperor joining with them all, and not by a few conspired cardinals closed up in a corner as they be now. And yet, if there were no other difference in the matter, but only corruption of life, all that we would tolerate, or else impute, to the common frailties of man, and charge them no further therein, than we might charge ourselves. Now, over and besides this deformities of life, wherein they are clean gone from the former steps of the true Church of Rome, we have moreover to charge them in greater points, more nearly touching the substantial ground of the Church, as in their jurisdiction presumptuously ushered up, in their title falsely grounded, and in their doctrine heretically corrupted. In all which three points this latter pretense Church of Rome hath uttered sequestered itself from the image and nature of the ancient and true Church of Rome, and have erected to themselves a new Church of their own making, as first usurping a jurisdiction never known before in their ancient predecessors. For although the Church of Rome in the old primitive time had his due authority and place due upon that see, among other patriarchal churches, over and upon such churches as were within his precinct and bordering near upon it, as appeareth by the acts of the Nicene Council, yet the universal fullness and plenitude of power in both the regiments spiritual and temporal, and in disposing and dispensing matters of the Church, not to him belonging, in taking appeals, in giving elections, investing in benefices, and accepting himself from obediency and subjection of his ordinary power and magistrate, with his coactive power newly erected in the Church of Rome, has never received nor used in the old Rome Church, from which they disagree in all their doings. For although Victor, the Bishop of Rome, year 200, went about to excommunicate the first churches for the observation of Easter Day, yet neither did he proceed therein, neither was permitted by Irenaeus to do so to do, and although Boniface the First, likewise, writing to the Bishop of Carthage, required of them to send up their appellations unto the Church of Rome, alleging moreover the decree of the Nicene Council for his authority, the bishops and clergy of Carthage assembling together in a general council, called the Vige Council of Carthage, to the number of 217 bishops, after they had pursued the decrees in the authentic copies of the aforesaid Nicene Council, and found no such matter by the said benefices alleged, made therefore a public decree that none out of the country should make any appeal over the sea, etc. And what marvel if appeals were forbidden them to be made to Rome, when as both here in England the kings of this land would not permit any to appeal from them to Rome, before King Henry the IJ, because of the mother of Thomas Becket, being thereunto compelled by Pope Alexander the IIJ. And also in France, you like prohibitions were expressly made by LUDOUICUS, and then PIUS, the year 1268, which did forbid by a public instrument called Pragmatica, Pragmatica, and then Sanctio, all exactions of the Pope's court within his realm, also by King Philip, named L.E., and then B.E.L., year 1296, them like was done, which not only restrained all sending or going up of his subjects to Rome, but also that no money, armor, nor subsidiary should be transported out of his realm. The like also after him did King Charles V, surnamed the Wise, and his son likewise after him, Charles VI, who also punished as traitor certain seditious persons for appealing to Rome. The like resistance, moreover, was in the said country of France against the Pope's reservations, preventions, and other like practices of his usurp jurisdiction in Udes of Pope Martin V, year 1418. Item, when Henry VI in England and King Charles VII in France did both accord with the Pope in investing and in collation of benefices, yet notwithstanding the higher court of Parliament in France did not admit the same, but still maintained the old liberties and customs of the French crown, insomuch that the Duke of Belfort came with the king's letter, Palate, to have the Pope's procuration and reservations admitted. Yet the court of Parliament would not agree to the same, but the king's procurator general was fain to go betwixt them, as is to be seen in his register the year 1425, the 5th day of March, in the days of the which King Charles the VII set forth in France, Pragmatica Sanctio, as they call it, against the ANNAES reservations, expectus, and such other proceedings of the Pope, pretend jurisdiction in 1438. Wherefore, what marvel if this jurisdiction of the Pope's court is excommunicating, in taking appeals, and giving of the benefices was not used in the old Church of Rome, when, as in latter days, it hath been so much resisted. And what should I speak of the former and manner of elections now used in the Church of Rome, clean converted from the manner of the old Church of their predecessor? For first, in those ancient days, when as yet the Church remained in the apostles only, and a few other disciples, the apostles then, with prayer and imposition of hands, elected bishops and ministers, as by the apostles James was made bishop of Jerusalem, Paul in Crete elected Titus, and Timothy in Ephesus, also Peter ordained Linus and Clemens in Rome, etc., after which time of the apostles, when the church began more to multiply, the election of bishops and ministers stood by the clergy and the people with the consent of the chief magistrate of the place, and so continued during all the time of the primitive church, till the time and after the time of Constantine the IV, emperor, which emperor, as writeth Plantina and Sabellici, S-A-B-E-L-L-I-C, E-N-E-A-D, 8, Lib 6, published a law concerning the election of the Roman bishop, that he should be taken for true bishop, whom the clergy and people of Rome did choose and elect, without any tarrying for any authority of the emperor of Constantinople, or of the deputy of Italy, so as the custom and fashion had ever been before that day, year 685. And here the bishops began first to write out their elections, and their necks a little from the emperor's subjection, if it be so, as the said Plotina and Sabellicus after him reporteth. But many conjectures there be, not improbable, rather to think this constitution of Constantine to be forged and untrue. First, for that it is taken out of the Pope's Bibliothecarie, a suspected place and collected by the keeper and masters of the Pope's library, a suspected author who, whatsoever feigned writings or apocrypha he could find in the Pope's chest of records, making anything of his master's side, that he compiled together, and thereof both Plotina, Sabellicus, and Gratianus take most part of their reports, and therefore may the more be suspected, etc. Secondly, were Patina and Selbicus say that Constantine murdered the holiness of Pope Benedict I, made that constitution. How seemeth that to say the truth, when both the emperor was so far off from him being in Constantinople, and also for the said pope reigneth not but 10 months, which was but a small time to make his holiness known to the emperor so far off, and give he were so holy, yet that holiness might rather be an occasion for the emperor, so too confirm and maintain the old received manner of his institution, than to alter it. The third conjecture is this, for that the said constitution was not observed, but shortly after, by the said Benedict, was broken in the election of Pope Conon, C-O-N-O-N, and yet, notwithstanding the bit the constitution were true, yet the election thereby was not taken away from the people and limited to the clergy only, and much less might be taken away from the clergy and be limited only to the cardinals without the consent of their prince and ruler, according to their own rubrics in their decrees, which the rubric saith, that is, let no bishop be given to any people against their wills, but let the consent and desire both of the clergy and of the people, and of the order be also required, etc. And in the name, we read of the same liberties and interests to be granted by Carlos Magnus and Audoucus, his son, not to a few cardinals only, but to the order, as well as the clergy, as of the people, to choose not only the Bishop of Rome, but also other bishops within their own diocese whatsoever, and to the monks likewise, to choose their own abbey, setting aside all respects of persons and gifts, only for the worthiness of life and gift of wisdom, so as might be most profitable for doctrine and example unto the flocks, etc. And this continued till the time of the foresaid Carlos Magnus and Laudoucus, his son, year 1810, of the which two, Carlos the father received expressly of Pope A.D. his first full jurisdiction and power to elect and ordain the Bishop of Rome, like as Pope Leo the Ninth did also to Orthius, first German Emperor, the year 961. The other, that is, Laudoucus, son of the foresaid Charles, is said to renounce again and surrender from himself and his successors unto Pope Paschalis, P-A-S-C-H-A-L-I-S, and the Romans the right and interest of choosing the Rome bishop, and moreover to give and grant to the said Paschalis the full possession of the city of Rome and the whole territories of the same belongings. In the year 1821, as appeareth by the decree, Egeo, then Laudoucus, District 63, but admit that feigned decree to be unfeignedly true, as it may well be suspected for many causes, as proceeding out of the same fountain which the constitution of Constantine aforementioned, that is, from the master of the Pope's library, of whom both Gratinus and Volatian, by their own confession, take their ground. Yet, the same decree does not give away the freedom of that election, but he limiteth it only to the cardinals, but also requireth the whole consent of the Romans. Neither doth he simply and absolutely give the same, but with the condition, so that omnius Romans uno concilos and una concordia sint aliquid promissione ad pontificias pontificatus ordinem eligerent, that is, whom all, as all the Romans with one counsel and one accord, without any promise of their voices granted before, shall choose to be bishop of Rome, and moreover in the same decree is required that at the consecration of the same bishop, messengers should be directed incontinent to the French king concerning the same.